battled brilliantly with the 14 men, but it just proved a wee bit too much for you in the end, I suppose.
It just was. You know, we're at that gap between the two teams at half time, and then they play virtually the whole of the second half with 14 men was just too much in the end. You know, fair play to the lads. They battled back strongly in that second half, done very well, great credit themselves, but I think that extra man in the standard defence just killed off any hope we had really of recovering the full gap.
It was that 10 minutes just before the break probably was the most crucial part of the game when Setanta just pulled away and got that 5 or 6 points lead up.
It was, yeah. Once, you know, the gap was probably just too big in the end up. We had kept it to maybe 2 or 3, 4 even. You know, it was recoverable, but the gap was just too much at that stage. And then saying that when we're down to 14 men, it just made it virtually impossible at that stage.
But to come back and battle the way you did, you must be very proud of these boys, the way they've played today. Not just today, but right throughout the season.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they done in the second half, they done exactly what we asked them to do. We asked them to battle back into the game, and they took on the mantle to do that. And they did do that, in fairness to them. You know, you couldn't but be proud of that second half performance, but unfortunately just didn't quite get us across the line.
And I mean, you came here looking to make history, for, you know, with a first ever title, two finals before, you know, devastating for everybody involved, and you know, supporters included, and you've had great support right through.
Yeah, no, extremely disappointing. You know, it's been a great build up this week and a great buzz around the community. It's very, very disappointing we couldn't deliver on the day, but you know, that's just the way it goes.
I suppose like it has been a good journey, Sean Paul. Like, and I suppose, you know, the players will be, you know, not obviously now it's tough, but in time they'll be able to build on this experience, you would hope.
Well, hopefully, you know, especially the younger players coming through, you know, hopefully they'll learn a lot from it and move on next year. But you know, it's just the thoughts aren't quite there at the moment.
You could say Setanta had their homework done. You know, they saw who the danger men were, and they had some big defensive performances in there and just made it very difficult for you.
Yeah, no, it's not done very well. You know, it was nothing less than we expected. We knew they were a good side, nothing less than we expected. And I mean, you're up against a real challenge today. They just opened up that gap in the first half and just couldn't close it up again.
And with a quality finisher like Jerry Gilmore there, maybe there was just one or too many frees given away, you know, given those opportunities. He finished up with about 10 points there.
Yeah, no, I think frees definitely cost us. I think at best half time we'd given away 6 or 7 points from frees, and certainly cost us on a day like that when scores were kind of at a premium. So, you know, it's just unfortunately just gave away one or two too many.
Your first year in yourself, I think, as manager, you know, you've obviously enjoyed the journey. You know, another Tyrone title, 4 in a row, 30 altogether, and an Ulster final. You know, so you have to look back with satisfaction, even in the mouth of defeat here.
Oh no, look, it's been a good journey this year, and you know, they say the buzz is great this week, but unfortunately, just couldn't give the line today, and that's, you know, the disappointment's just sort of there at the moment, so it's hard to think of anything else.